We begin our intercessions this morning with some words from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Loving Father, we thank you that you are a God who loves us and that we can live safely in the circle of your care. Thank you for the resurrection of Jesus and that he lives by us and through us in your Spirit. We thank you for the gift of all saints and praise you that your church lives in these troubled times. And we pray for your continued inspiration for Clive and that you will surround him, Yvonne, Jacob and Rebecca with your love and protection. And we pray for Maxine, for Mike, for Vanessa, for Kaylin, Louise and Sarah as they support Clive. We thank you for the many new paths you have led us on to connect with you at this time. And in particular, we pray for Kaylin and the Youth Alpha course, which starts this Sunday, for the follow-up Alpha course starting next week, for those leaders of small groups, fathers, for the midweek moment, and for the many new ways to love and worship you which we have found. And Father, in particular this weekend, we pray for the marriage of Dom and Nix. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving Father, we pray for all those who are sick or suffering at this time. And in particular, we raise before you Mike Cubbin and his family. And we also pray for your peace and rest for Vicky. And in a moment of quiet, we think of others known to us who are in need of your comforting hand at this time. And Father, we raise before you all those who are fighting the coronavirus disease. We pray for those who are infected, for those who care for them, and for those who are working hard to find a vaccine to protect the world against the virus. Father, we pray for sustenance at this time to keep going and to rest in you at times when it is difficult to cope. We pray for those who continue to help the vulnerable and who are facing ever greater challenges in the face of coronavirus. We pray for Lee Saville and the Networks organisation in Romania. And we pray for MedAir and all those working for MedAir here and throughout the world. And Father, we pray for those for whom it's particularly difficult to work at this time. And we pray for the work of Labri. And we pray for all teachers and students at schools, colleges and universities. We pray for your provision and for the wisdom to know how to serve you well. Father, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Father, we pray for our relationships with you. We pray that we will talk to you more, listen to you more, see you more and love you more. In the times when we are frustrated or angry or fed up, we pray for your still small voice of calm. And in the times when we are still and peaceful, we pray that others may see your love in us. Whether we wake happy or cheerless today, we pray that our spirits may walk upon a path of light. And Father, we remember your words from Psalm 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we finish by saying together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen.